ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala brings one ayat in which Allah Ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. The translation of this ayat is that we will make them taste the closer punishment and not the bigger punishment, so that they may return. So two words have come in this ayat. One is Adhabi Adna, and the second word has come Adhabi Akbar. Adhabi Adna, Adhabi Akrama, the one that's more closer, that punishment that is in this world. And one is Adhabi Akbar, greatest punishment, that is the punishment of the Akhirat. So the ulama and mashayikh, they say that in this ayat kareema, Adhabi Adna is referring to the afat of this world, the calamities of this world, the masaib of this world, and all the tests and tribulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, that is referred to as Adhabi Adna. So Allah ta'ala says that surely we will make them taste the calamities of this world, Adhabi Adna, not the Adhabi Akbar. Why? See, when a person, sometimes what happens, when a person is mubtala in a sin, now to take him out of that sin, Allah ta'ala puts some calamity on him. That calamity becomes a means of reflection, that he must start pondering, what am I doing wrong in my life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting me through such difficult trials and tribulations? So he may ponder on that, and لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, and then he will go back. He'll make tawbah, he'll go back to Allah ta'ala, he'll make inabah to Allah ta'ala, he'll come out. So this musibat that Allah has put him to, it looks like a calamity, but in reality it's a rahmat for him. It looks like a calamity, but in reality speaking, it's not a calamity. In reality speaking, Allah is extricating him. Allah is removing him from the guna which is inside. Now he's going to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Well, Allah, I'm in so much difficulty, I'm in so much of problem, I got this problem, I got that problem, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whether it is domestic problem, whether it is whatever problem it can be. So now he's in a big chakkar. Now he tells Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, take me out of this chakkar, I'll become a good servant. I'll become a neek banda. Now this is talking to Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala takes him out. Then after he comes out, he said, I made a promise to Allah. I won't do those things what I done in the past. The promise I made to Allah Ta'ala, I have to keep my promise. And then he changes his life. He changes his life. He said, I made a promise to Allah, I can't do it again. So that musibat, it looks like it was a musibat, but in reality it was a rahmat from Allah upon him. Because Allah used that to take him out. That is why the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Ta'ala put them through so much of trials and tribulations. But the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, their trials and tribulation wasn't because they committed a sin. That was for rafa daraja purposes. Allah wanted to elevate their maqam in the akhirat. That is why they went to the greatest of trials and tribulations. But you will find that even in those difficult circumstances, the most difficult, complex circumstances, they always have qalbi sukoon and itminan, Anbiya. No matter what Allah put them through, inside their heart, they always had sukoon, they always had itminan. Because they knew all this is from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is testing us, you see. So when Allah Ta'ala puts a test on a person, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the loan of it is different. And us, when we go through tests and trials, that's because of some guna that we are in. So Allah wants to take us out from that. So that's the shan of a believer. Now a kafir is totally opposite. The Quran Sharif also says that the kafir is also when Allah Ta'ala puts them to trials and tribulations. Then now the difference is, the kafir also makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah even describes the method in which the kafir makes dua in the Quran. Allah says, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. Now the word arz, it means width. Arz. When you want to describe something, you say this is the arz. This is the tool, this is the arz. Arz is width, tool is length. So when you want to describe something, then we describe it by using the word arz. Now even in Jannah too, Allah Ta'ala, when he wants to describe the vastness of Jannah, he said, arduha as-samawatu wal-ard. Arduha as-samawatu wal-ard. Then in Jannah, the width of Jannah, width, is the skies and the earth. Now if that is the wood, can you imagine what's the tool of Jannah? How big Jannah is? So if the wood is just the wood of Jannah, is the skies and the earth. So the tool generally, the length is 100 times more than the wood. So Allah Ta'ala is talking about how big Jannah is. So now when Allah says, when I put these kafirs into trouble, they also make dua. And they make what kind of dua? Lambi lambi dua karte hain, fadhu dua in arid. Long long duas they make. It means wide wide duas. That means long long duas that they are making in front of Allah Ta'ala. But here's the difference now. Then Allah Ta'ala also accepts their dua. Allah accepts the kafir's dua also. Allah Ta'ala takes him out of his problem. But now when he comes out from his problem, he forgets his promise to Allah. That's the difference. Now he said to Allah Ta'ala, I'll come straight and I'll do the right things and I'll leave all the wrong things and I won't do things. But he forgot everything. Now, when he made all the promises, when Allah took him out from all his chakkar and all his difficulties, now he goes back to his old life and he becomes mutakabbir. So now he got no calamities, now pride again overcomes him and he goes back to his ma'asi and sayyah. So he forgets. So that's the very big difference between the shan of a believer and the shan of a kafir. Shan of a believer, Allah takes him out, he fulfills his promise. He don't go back to his old life. He says, Allah, I'm out of it now, I've made tawbah to you, Ya Allah, I have to keep my promise to you. And a kafir, when Allah Ta'ala takes him out from his difficulties, he goes back to what he was doing before. So that's a very, very big difference between the kafir and the mu'min. And the mu'min shan, obviously, is that his fikr is always the fikr of the akhirah. It's not the fikr of the dunya. It's the fikr, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, dhikr ad-dar in the Quran. Dhikr ad-dar. You see, dar means house. Dar, what dar refers to? House. So for us, our house is where? Oslo Beach. No, our house not Oslo Beach. Our house not South Africa. Sorry, but our house is in Jannah. Dar is referring to Jannah. Yes, dar is referring to our house is not in this world. Whoever thought that he is living in this world and this is his house, he's mistaken. It's not your house. Zikr dar, the Quran Sharif says. Your house is Jannah. Well, Allah has created all the ni'mats in Jannah for a believer when he reaches there. Such ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has created hura'eens and big, big mahallat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran regarding the Hurayeen also, وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. In one other ayat, Allah says, وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ أَطْرَابٌ. Atrab. So they are the whores of Jannah, they keep their gaze down. They only look at their husbands, they're pure, they're chaste women. So those women of Jannah, and they atrab. Atrab means they hum Umar. In that too, there's two tafsirs also. What you mean by Ham Umar, who's Ham Umar? So they're saying that the wife, the whores themselves, they'll be of one age amongst themselves. It's not like one, you have one old wife, then you get one young wife, so the old model, and then you get the new model. So there's no such thing like that in Jannah. There's only one model there. It's a standard model, all of the same age. And the Mufassirin have said the wisdom of that is, because you see, generally speaking, so that when you have young and old, then there's a lot of like animosity amongst the co-wives. But with them being all one age, they're all equal. So there's no animosity. And that's what a man is looking for, that he has wives and they don't have animosity in their hearts. They must be living nicely with him. And you can carry on dreaming. It's not going to happen in this world. That's going to happen in Jannat. Jannat mein aisa hoga. Yeah, one day I was walking inside the Haram Sharif and I saw one man, he had one wife in his right hand and one wife in his left hand. I said, he's already in Jannat, this fellow. And making tawaf of the Ka'batullah. Making tawaf of the Ka'batullah, one wife on his right hand, one wife on his left hand. And they would, with a lot of harmony, they were making tawaf. There was no fight amongst them. But that kafir not going to get here. Very seldom you're going to get it rare. So you get that in Jannat. And that's one of the wisdoms where Allah will create the hurs as one age. They amongst themselves will be atrab. Or atrab can also be referring to, they will be the same age as you in Jannat. Now, that means you or the men generally are going to be 33 years old, the women are going to be like 16 years old. But in certain circumstances, Allah will keep the woman also the same age as the Jannati. There's a wisdom in that also. By her being your age, then what happens is that there's a certain level of maturity that a person looks for in a woman. So therefore, he will find that maturity in Jannat, because she'll be on par with you in Jannat as far as age-wise is concerned. So that will be better for the tawafuq. And from here also, the ulama make istidlal, the ulama, that when you are getting your child married, or you're getting your, you must try and make sure that the boy and girl, they mustn't have a very big age gap between them two. Mustn't be one is very old and one is very young. Someone married, there's reasons, but it must be slightly closer to each other. Someone married, slightly closer to each other, then that is more better. There mustn't be very big age gap between the husband and wife. Like Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So they make istidlal from this ayat also regarding the age factor when it comes to choosing a spouse for your children or for yourself. So nevertheless, that the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that our dar is in Jannat. We must prepare for Jannat. All these things that happens in the world is for us to steer our ship in the right direction. Once Allah Ta'ala has taken us out of our problems, then we must go into the right direction. And we are living in an era of fitna and fasad now. Now since we are living in an era of fitna and fasad, then Hazrat Shah Wasila Rahmatullah Ali says that jis tarah namak pani mein padne se pigal lagta hai, pigalne lagta hai, isi tarah aadmi khauf-e-khuda se pigalne lagta hai. That just like how when salt you put it in the water, and the salt starts dissolving in the water. The salt, it dissolves inside the water. It becomes saline water, it becomes salt water. In the same way, if a person has khawf of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, he himself starts dissolving. He starts fearing Allah Ta'ala. He starts dissolving. But that one day I have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala and I have to account for my deeds in front of Allah Ta'ala. For a person to live with that in the back of his mind, that is a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or Hazrat Farmati, ye koi maamuli cheez nahi. For a person to be conscious of the fact that tomorrow I have to account in front of my Rabb, I have to stand there, all my a'mal will be presented to me. That fact, if we have that in the back of our minds, it will save us from doing so much of haram things and doing all the wrong things. And this imaniyat, the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and all these laws of Allah Ta'ala, there is a lot of halawa in it. There's a lot of sweetness in the laws of Allah. Lekin hamare mazaq mein fasad aa chuka hai. That in our taste bud is gone off now. You see, something that is sweet, we consider it to be bitter. And something that is bitter, we consider it to be sweet. This imaniyat and these laws of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has sent down in the world, that is something that gives us a lot of happiness. It brings a lot of comfort, sukoon in this world. I was telling one of my companions that I gave him some zikr to make every day in the morning. So he told me, Mufti Sahab, I am very, very weak. I'm not making the zikr. You make dua for me. So that I'm not able to make the zikr every day that you prescribe. I told him, it's only 20 minutes. Why you don't do it? It's only 20 minutes. So I told him, see, Sanat, the day the sweetness of the zikr comes in your life, the day the sweetness of the zikr of Allah comes in your life, that day you will never leave out your zikr like how you'll never leave out your food. Who leaves out his food? Nobody leaves out the food. Why? Your stomach talks. When you're hungry, your stomach is talking. When you're hungry, then your stomach is talking. Right? So then you can't, you have to look for food, you have to do something. In the same way, if a person, if zikr has become part and parcel of his life and his existence, wallah, I will tell you now, al-sanati, the halawa and the sweetness of the zikr and the effect of the zikr and the sukoon that a person feels, if he gets that halawa of zikr, he'll never leave it out. He will make sure no matter what happens, he will make his zikr for the day. He will make sure. Because that is what's going to give him the strength throughout the day. And also making dua, early duas, the masnoon duas early in the morning. Hazrat says that, Hazrat Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali also used to make certain duas in the morning. For hifazat from fitan. Allah Ta'ala save us from fitnas. And from amongst the duas that Hazrat Maulana Shafari Thami Rahmatullah Ali used to make up in the morning, he says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Wallah, save me from all the fitnas, what is apparent and what is hidden. And this is my Hazrat's dua also. He also taught us Hazrat Maqam Zaman Sahib. He always makes his dua. Allahumma ja'al awwala hadha al-nahari salaha wa awsatahu falaha wa akhirahu najaha. Wallah, make the beginning of the day, make it salah for me, make it good for me, and make the middle of the day a success for me, and make the end of the day a najah for me, salvation for me. What a beautiful dua, masnoon dua. Hazrat khud parte hain is dua ko. Subah mein Maulana Thani Rahmatullahi, he makes his dua. Then he says, Allah, was'aluka khairat dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for the best of this dunya. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for the best of the akhirat. Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali farmate the ki ye dua ko main subah utte hi padhna shuru kar deta hu. As soon as I get up in the morning and I read this dua, to sare din uski hifazat hi ho jati hai. I find protection the whole day after I read this duas, this masnoon duas. So we also have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they give us the zawq, the talazzuz, the taste, the sweetness. Understand that in engaging in the azkar, in the zikr, and the dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is called talazzuz bitta'at. The mashayikh, what they call this here? Talazzuz bitta'at. Just like how we get food, we get talazzuz from food, we get enjoyment in food. We love our food, we love this, we love that. Mashrubat and mat'umat and every type of thing. This talazzuz in the obedience of Allah ta'ala. Whether it is in jalwat, whether it is in khalwat. Whether we are in the community, we are amongst the people also, and also when we are alone also, we find great sukoon in our hearts once we engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the maqsad of the attainment of ilm also, that we must make, understand that islah of ourselves. And Hazrat Mu'asha wa sallallahu rahmatullahi alayhi says that fitan kin fitan ne qulub ka satyanas kar diya hai. Today's fitnas that we are living in, it has finished our hearts up. Our hearts ko satyanas kar diya. Hazrat used the word satyanas kar diya hai. Sha wa sallallahu rahmatullahi alayhi. Aur main kehta hoon ke buzurgo ke in kitabon se kitne aise logo ko jinke qulub ka satyanas ho chuka tha durust kar diya. So many people, their hearts were gone finished, corrupt. Then they started reading the kitabs of our pious akabirin. And their lives changed. That hearts of theirs that was corrupted, that hearts of theirs that was full of fasad inside, they was full of anxiety inside, every kind of corruption and the love of hubbe dunya, hubbe jah, all these things, hubbe mal, all these things. By reciting, reading the books of our akabir ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectified those hearts. Rectified it. That is why that we find that our ulama ikram, they always stress and emphasize. Hazrat Muhammad Sula Rahmatullah Ali used to emphasize to us. He should tell us that, see, after I'm gone from this dunya, you must still continue reading from the majalis and you must still continue reading from the malfuzat. You will get benefit from it. There's no doubt you are going to get benefit from it. And that's why the Shah Wasila Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that Ahlullah ke kalam ko kitabon mein jama kar diya hai. What our akabis have said, they have already put it in book form. You get all their kitabs. Or hidayat milti hai. By reading these kitabs, you will get hidayat. And un logo se hidayat milti hai. If you want hidayat, you will get it from these people here. Why? Because whatever they said it with ikhlas, they said it with so much of feeling,
the cities of so much of ruhaniyat, that ruhani affairs, even after they have left the dunya, that ruhani affairs, it will still stay with us. And said, and they were conscious about this, fikr-e akhirat all the time, conscious about it. And he brings, he says, read the waqiyat of our pious people. Must read the waqiyat. Give one waqiyat of Hazrat Shah Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi. He says, Hazrat Shah Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi, when he was on his maradul wafat, at the end of his life, said that it was Isha time, and then he read his Isha namaz, and after reading his Isha namaz, he fell unconscious. Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi. Same Hazrat Nizamuddin, people go there to the markaz in Delhi. Some of the same markaz Nizamuddin that is named after him, because he is buried there. I've been to his mazar, I've been to his qabr also. Alhamdulillah, just round the corner from Nizamuddin markaz. Whoever goes to Delhi, you can go there and read there at his qabr. So, Hazrat Nizamuddin, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Isha time, he read Isha namaz. After reading Isha namaz, he fell down unconscious. After falling down unconscious, he comes back and he says, did I read my Isha? So they tell him, yeah, Hazrat, you read it. He said, no, let me read it again. I don't know what's going to happen. So he reads his Isha again. Then he falls down unconscious again. After 2 hours, he comes around. He said, did I read my Isha namaz? He said, yeah, Hazrat, you read it. He said, no, let me just read it again. So I don't know what's going to happen. 3 times read Isha namaz. So maybe he was in a ghalba at that time. So his brain wasn't, he was very apprehensive or whatever it was at that condition he was in that time of his life. So he kept on reading his Isha namaz over and over. After he read the Isha namaz 3 times, then what happened? Survivor, he just read this. He said, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghis. He said, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghis. He just read that. And then he said, Allah, in your rahmat I seek help in your rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, the everlasting, the ever maintainer, I seek. And then he passed away. That was his final words. Nizamuddin Awliya, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghis. That was the final words. Right, conscious, right till the last minute. Till he left his dunya, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we can extract from the waqi'at of our akabirin. So we create great lesson from their lives and what we can extract from their lives. And to talk about it, it will give us a means of our hidayat and a means of our betterment in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. And I will conclude with one saying I came across in one of our groups, the Jalalabad group of ulama, it was posted there by one alim regarding the malfuz of my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, in which he mentioned Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, he says that you must remain happy. This is a translation. That you must remain happy. Be happy. How can we not be happy? Allah has blessed us with so much of ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala has given us everything in this dunya that we need. Allah has given us iman. What and what Allah has given us. Why should we not be happy? Must be happy. And then adorn yourself with good. Nek kaam kya karo. Do good things. Pious things. Things that will bring the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Nek amal. Whole day, in the whole day, how much time are we spending in preparation of our akhirat. All that. And so adorn yourself with good. And prosper and flourish in virtue. In virtuous deeds. Nek amal. Amal is salihah. Agibar dero. Do more and more as much as possible. Especially as we get older and we're coming closer to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our level of abdiyat, ibadat, ita'at also has to increase. It can't be the same anymore. Level of maturity has to come in at some point. So we need to increase in that. And then Hazrat says that swallow your grief and swallow your anger. These two things you should always stress on. Swallow your grief, especially anger you should swallow. And huzn also, sanadi. That whatever grief, now what you want to grieve about, we can't control what is going to happen in our destiny. If a person hands himself over to Allah Ta'ala and he makes the freeze of his affairs to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, whatever you are doing is in my best interest. Sa'ibat, in asabatu sarra shakara fakana khairan lah. If good happens to him, then he's happy. When asabatu barra fa sabar. And then when something bad happens to him, he makes sabar fakana khairan lah. And he will also get sawab for that. It's also good. So don't grieve. There's no need to grieve. And make the tafwiz to our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and swallow anger. Anger is a killer disease, anger. Anger destroys many relationships, many homes, and anger destroys happiness. So control your anger. A true man is able to control his anger. He drinks his anger. True man, he can control it.
He doesn't fight for every small thing. Sometimes he doesn't. He's totally under control. He's mature. Sometimes he knows how to handle himself. So therefore, at the end of the day, somebody tells you something that you don't like, so drink it up. It's not going to change reality. If somebody told you two words that is not likable to you, and said that, or you make your tanqis or your tanqid, by him making your tanqis, you're not going to get small. How are you going to get small? He can say whatever he wants to. The haqiqat is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no need to even pay any attention to anybody who's looking for a fight or anybody is saying things against you. You just put it one ear, you take it out the other ear, or kaam lagaroho and carry on with the work that you are supposed to do. So don't get angry. Another says, feed others with sweetness. Be kind to other people. Be helpful to other people. Sanad, help people, Allah's makhluk, to the best of your ability. Inshallah, the world will fall at your feet. Allah says, if we imbibe in us, Mawlana Rasulullah Khalsa rahimahullah says, if we imbibe in us these qualities, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the whole world at our feet. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our nisbat strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us closer to Him. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of preparing for our qabr and our akhirat, giving us maturity, making tawbah from all our sins, and give us all halawat imani and tazalluz من ذكر الإطاعة والإبادة فالله سبحانه وتعالى وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.